I had Jerry J-Man Joyner here, an outspoken advocate for the marijuana industry and the host of Weed and Whiskey TV, Ganja Glut. Apparently, Oklahoma is producing 64 times more marijuana than consumers eat. You know, and I talk about here in Michigan, all kidding aside, there's a dispensary, a weed shop. It feels like on every corner in some towns. I mean, supply and demand at some point, somebody wins, somebody loses. It's called economics. J-Man, welcome to the program. Good to have you here. Listen, marijuana shops are everywhere in Michigan. Apparently in Oklahoma, the production is far out of whack. Is that happening all over the country? What's going on?
Well, it is certainly happening in a lot of places in the country, Steve, but Oklahoma, I think, is the leader. There's more grow operations in Oklahoma than in Colorado, Oregon, and Washington State combined.
And where does all this weed go?
Well, that's a great question there. There's 4 million people that live in Oklahoma, and at one time they had 10,000 licenses issued for growing operations. So that's about one grow operation for every 400 people in Oklahoma, regardless if they're a partaker or not. So obviously, part of the issues is you're not allowed to sell your marijuana outside of your state's borders in just about every instance. So this has caused a huge amount of what they call the black market or legacy market of the cannabis being sent to other states now.
Yeah, you know, I've heard, Jerry, that the amount of illegal weed in America has not decreased since the advent of legalized marijuana in, I don't know how many states it is now. It's a bunch. I think it might be more than half now, right?
Well, 23 states, Steve, allow for adult use or recreational cannabis, along with 38 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and Guam, allowing for medical marijuana.
Which in effect, makes it available to everybody. The incidence of glaucoma went up 100,000% when medical marijuana came along, right?
Steve, we're only talking about the states in which the legal taxed marijuana. There's something because of the 2019 Farm Bill that allows for something called Delta 9, which is sold in 49 states. So here in Texas, while marijuana is illegal, you can still go buy products that have THC, like a Buck a Buzz gummy or a Howdy Seltzer, just about any convenience store. It's everywhere.
And that carries Delta 9, so you get high off it.
Well, you know, I'm an old school partaker of the flower, so it doesn't affect me as much. My wife can take a quarter of one of those gummies, and man, she goes to sleep right away. It affects everybody's endocannabinoid system a little different. But yes, sir, you can definitely get a little buzz off of it.
All right. So there's talk that Joe Biden, the Democrats, in an effort to, to push voters in 2024, might consider legalizing marijuana on a federal level. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that the descheduling of marijuana from being a Schedule I drug is important for America, okay? Because we've got 80% of Americans that think that cannabis should be easily available for anyone of legal age, okay? We know the inroads that are made with the medical aspects of this, but they got to get a grasp on this black market, illegal market. In Oklahoma, for example, they had 10,000 people that had license to grow. They've got that down to about 7,000. 2,000 of those are under investigation for doing illegal practices. But every other week you read about some illegal grow, and I'm not throwing the Chinese under the bus, but most of the time they say they're Chinese people that are there illegally having a farm. Because these are agricultural farms, you know, and once that plant's harvested, how do they really know which farm it came from? There's a lot of issues they got to work out still, but I think we'll see the federal government deschedule cannabis within the next 5 years.
All right, well, we'll see how that plays out, because at some point, you've got to make it so that, you know, in Michigan, I don't know, I think this is still the way, you can't bank, you know, normally. You have to jump through all sorts of hoops, and you have a lot of cash, and it makes it a little more dicey because banking regulations are still messed up by the federal laws. You have those issues going on and other issues. So either you're going to make it legal or you're not, kind of is where I am. And so it's time to, you know, make a decision. Are you going to make it legal or are you going to play games? I'll give you the last word.
Go away.
Steve, right. It ain't going anywhere. I got that. It's not going anywhere. I never thought legalizing marijuana was a great idea. Decriminalizing, I thought, was okay. Fully legalizing it was not my cup of tea, so to speak. But this is where we are, so I can't argue with the fact this is where we are. People have voted for it in a number of states, so I accept that. All right? I get that. I get it. I've partaken along the way once or twice. I get it. I don't have a problem with it. I just thought that legalizing it made it seem much more acceptable to adolescents. And I think the strength of the marijuana today has been proven to be very detrimental to young brains, 12, 13, 14, 15. Anyhow, I'll give you the last word.
No doubt. No doubt about that, Steve. The potency of the cannabis. I'm 63 years old. I was born on April the 20th, 420. So I guess it was my destiny to be the host of Weed and Whiskey TV. But our youth. This is an interesting study, though. In states that adult use became legal, they saw a decrease in teen use of marijuana. In other words, in the states where it was much easier to get, it seems like the kids weren't as keen on, well, let's go get high now.
We'll have to find out about that next time around because we hit a hard break here, Weed and Whiskey TV. But, hey, great to have you. Jerry, J-Man Joyner, you come back anytime. Honestly.
Next time. Thank you, buddy.